Today on episode number 300 and something something, Dave does, I don't know, podcast blindfolded.
The School of Podcasting with Dave Jackson.
Podcasting since 2005. I am your personal podcast coach, podcasting today with one arm tied behind my back. Yeah, if you're new to the show, I'll explain what I'm talking about here in a second. This is where we talk about all things podcasting, from recording. And today we are actually going to talk about my podcast flow, if you will. And I'm also going to talk about my review of podcast album art Slicer. It slices, it dices, it even juliennes. But if you'd like to join in on the conversation, I would love to have you. You can email me, Dave at schoolofpodcasting.com. You can call in your comments. It's toll-free. It's 888-563-3228. You can leave a comment out at the website, which is schoolofpodcasting.com, and you will hear your smiling voice right here. Now, what am I talking about? Well, as I record this show, I have a certain time on Sunday afternoons that I record this, sometimes on Saturday, but today I'm doing this on a Sunday afternoon, which is really insane because we get about four nice days a year in Cleveland, Ohio, and I'm missing one of them. But that's all right. That's how much I love podcasting. And as I look over at my machine, my lovely Dell computer says, your computer was unable to start. Startup repair is checking your system for problems. And then my favorite thing, no changes will be made to your personal files or information. This may take several minutes. And apparently when they mean several, they mean like, I don't know, hours? I don't know. It's been going on, I'm going to say at least 10 minutes here. And the good news is all my notes, all my bullet points, everything about this show is on that computer. So I'm going strictly from my slightly degraded mental capabilities here.
You're crazy. That's what I think. You're screwing.
And so, and I'm also going with the assumption that eventually my computer's going to start. Because it's going to be kind of hard to play you the clip of the new media show if, yeah, you get the idea. So, you know, keep your your arms and hands inside the ride at all moments. And if you're new to the show, I am a little, I am at times an acquired taste. So I ask that you give me three episodes. And if after three episodes you're like, man, that guy's just weird. Okay. Until then, hang tight. Yeah, I am somewhat of an acquired taste, so I appreciate that. If you're on episode number two, thanks for coming back. We always start off with like a podcast success story or something that's just flat out cool in podcasting. And one of them is there's this guy whose name has a Z in it. I remember that. Oh, this is going to be fun. He was on the new media show. Now that I remember, that has Todd Cochran. That has Rob Greenlee. You can find it at newmediashow.com. And I remember that because they were on the Podcasters Roundtable with myself, with Ray Ortega, with Daniel J. Lewis. And of course, Ray does the Podcaster Studio. Daniel does the Audacity to Podcast, amongst many other podcasts. We're going to actually be talking about Daniel and his artwork a little later on today. And then Rob and Todd do the New Media Show. And we did a Podcasters Roundtable. And we're talking about... There was an article that came out that said, hey, guess what? Podcasting's back. Yeah! And we had a lovely conversation to kind of say, it never went away, kids. And the fact that Todd, who is the big cheese, he is the official Big Shot Smarty Pants over there at Blueberry.com, which is a media hosting company for podcasters. And he goes out. He did something very, very cool. Now, I mentioned this last week. And that is, I said, or was it last week? The week I did the one about the media kit. I said, whatever you do, if you are out trying to get sponsors to help me, to help you, to help your brother, to help your sister podcaster, do not inflate your numbers. Because now Mr. Sponsor gives you, whatever, $100. And I'm just using that because it's an easy number. And you tell him you have 1,000 listeners. Well, it turns out you have 100 listeners. Well, he's not going to get the return he's expecting because you inflated your numbers by a zero. And the cool thing about this is Todd, one thing that I really like that Todd said is there are people. The cool thing is there's money coming our way. Is it money to live on yet? That's to be determined. But there's money coming our way, and there are people that are knocking on Todd's door going, hey, we'd like to sponsor your podcast for some peanuts and a handshake. And there's money on the table, and Todd has the fortitude and the foresight to go, if I accept that now, we're never going to get bigger numbers later. And they're unfamiliar with the space. They're unfamiliar with the power of podcasting. And I got to say, no. And I was like, whoa, is that cool? Because I've always said the one thing that podcasters have, every single one that starts, is integrity. Is integrity. You know, people believe you until you give them a reason to not believe you. Right? And that comes down to your word. So when he's, I was like, wow, that's a guy that's got, because he said he's, you know, Libsyn, Blueberry, both podcast companies started by podcasters for podcasters. And when I heard Todd say that, the four podcasters, I was like, that's way cool. Now, that's not what the thing that I want to play a clip about. They interviewed this guy who has more money than, you know, insert a deity here, Oprah, God, whichever, whoever you worship, right? And he started Westwood One, which was this big radio thing here in the States. And it was very, very successful. A lot of talk radio people did that. And lots and lots of money, very, very successful. Well, they've taken Westwood One that was for radio, and they've created Podcast One. And this is a platform that they're now going out and they are soliciting sponsors for. Now, these are what I call the usual suspects. This is the Adam Carollas, the Mark Marins, the Tom Greens, the Aisha Tylers, the people that have been on TV, the people that have been in the movies, the people that have been on the radio, and they're now on podcasting, and they brought with themselves an audience. Now, some people are like, yeah, man, it's not fair. No, it's a beautiful thing. Did you hear what I just said? They brought with them an audience that are saying, yeah, I heard it on a podcast. I heard it on a podcast. And they're telling their friends, and that number is growing. That's why we're up to 1 billion subscribers now on iTunes. I want the big dogs to succeed. They are our lead blockers, my friends. And they're going to go out there. And when the advertisers see that sponsoring the Tom Green Show, that sponsoring Jay Mohr, Jay Mohr got a Pepsi sponsorship. How cool is that? Pepsi, man, you know that's a big check. And Jay Mohr is now on the radio. He's doing a sports show in addition to his podcast. And there was, can you see, I'm just all over the place, but I'm going to tangent from the Todd Show here in a second. The article in USA Today said, you know, that, and they listed all these people. They had a clip, a video clip, which you can see in my blog at davidjackson.org. And they asked Jay Mohr. Jay Mohr was in Jerry Maguire. Jay Mohr has been in many movies. He's a stand-up comedian. He has produced television shows. He's been on the radio. He's now back on radio, and he does podcasting. So he's movies, radios, stand-up comic, live performer, TV producer, podcaster. Jay, which one do you enjoy the most? Podcasting. Because of the freedom and because of the connection you make with people. Now, going back to the Radio One interview, which you can find again at New Media Show. It's one of my favorite podcasts right now. They've just got some great guests, and it's not all kind of podcasting, but it is new media. Like, they had a whole thing on the little widget thingy. That's the technical term that Google just came out, that you plug into the thingamabob and it shows up on the whatchamacallit. It's really, really cool from what I understand. It blows your laptop on your TV. And they had a whole thing on that, but they interviewed this guy from now Podcast One. Previously, you know, he worked with Westwood One. And here's a clip that this guy talks about the true power of podcasting.
You know, in a variety of programs, we can put together a package for an advertiser that fulfills all of those frequency needs. And we have found, since most of our support traditionally has come from direct response advertisers, by that I mean the .coms and the 1-800 numbers where there's a call to action and they need you to go, access their website or make a telephone call right now. Those kinds of marketers, especially with the data that we have, can tell which spots are pulling for them and which commercial spots are not.
Right.
And they move their spots around from program to program all the time. But what they have found, which is a great selling proposition for us to Madison Avenue advertisers, is that podcasts, the right podcasts, deliver huge results and huge responses better than traditional radio or television. And that's the reason why, they spend a lot of money and a lot of shows and have on a continuing basis for years. I heard it on a podcast, rockin' freaking radio. You want it, you got it, just download it and pop it on a podcast. No one's gonna stop it, tell the FCC to stick it, kick it. The revolution's on a podcast, rockin' freaking radio. You want it, you got it, just download it and pop it on a podcast.
At my computer, I have a thing here. Startup repair cannot repair this computer automatically. Sending more information can help Microsoft create solutions. Do you want to send the information or don't send the information? The problem details, it says. No root cause. Blah, blah, blah. Don't know. Don't care. I'm going to send the information because I'm not of a thought that Microsoft is the devil. So here, click finish to exit and shut down your computer. All right. It's like one of those old radio serials where there's, next week on the thing, we'll see if the Lone Ranger makes it through the Cape. Tune in next week to see if Dave's computer starts back up now. All right. So I am distracted as I record this, but one of the topics I want to talk about today, as I have, it's kind of been fun going through this whole 6 weeks to start a podcast class, which you can find over at howtopodcast.com. There are slots available for our September class. So we've started from planning, picking your name, picking your topic. Then we talked about podcast equipment. And this week we talked about recording it. So I've really been thinking about, actually, how do you get the rubber on the road? How do you actually get started? And so somebody had asked me, they sent me an email and they said, the way you have that music come in, I can't believe, and they thought I was doing this live. And there are two types of way of recording your podcast. I've talked about this many times in the past. There's what's called, some people use, the cool kids call it live to hard drive, where you basically plug your microphone into your mixer and your mixer goes into your hard drive or a portable recorder and you play the sound effects as you go along. And then the other one is the one that I do, which is post-production, because most people that do live to hard drive end up doing some sort of post-production. So if you're going to do post-production, I don't know, why not just do post-production? And that gives you total control of your volume when things start and stop. You can edit out that boring guest, right? So when they're going, right? You can edit that out. I do post-production. So what I wanted to do is go over how does Dave go through making a podcast? Because there are some things you can do to kind of speed things up. And for those of you keeping track at home, my computer's rebooting and it's not rebooting. So I'm going to turn off my monitor. I'm going to think positive thoughts. And when the podcast is over, that's going to be my window screen. You ready? I'm going to use the secret. If I just think about it, it will happen. The universe will bring me back my desktop. Right. All right, so here's my workflow. This is why Dave always needs notes. All right. First of all, I start off with Feedly.com. This is my blog reader of choice. I am subscribed to literally hundreds, and the people in the howtopodcast.com class saw that, holy cow, do you subscribe to a lot of blogs. All of them about podcasting, all of them about health for my weight loss podcast, all of them about music marketing for my music marketing podcast. And I showed people how I can go in and add a tag to a story that I like. So during the week, I'm like, yep, School of Podcasting, School of Podcasting, School of Podcasting, School of Podcasting. And then come Saturday or Sunday, I go over and say, show me the tags for the School of Podcasting, assuming your computer starts. And you can see everything that you might want to talk about. So at that point, I'll go and I'll read those stories. And if they still interest me, you know, in some cases days later, I'm like, yeah, this is good. If it interests me, it's going to interest you. So that's step one. In some cases, I get information from the audience. Speaking of that, next week, probably, we'll be having a review of the Seismic Audio Slider 4 mixer. This is the one that you guys told me about. And I really appreciate it because I was telling you about this cool Yamaha mixer that I'm talking into. And you guys said, hey, have you ever heard of these? And I went, no. And it took me a while. And I finally got the right people on the phone. And I said, look, I have your audience, the people you're trying to reach. And they went, oh, I get it. And yeah, they're sending me one to review. I don't get to keep it again. I told them, I said, I'm not looking for free stuff. I'm looking for good content for my audience. And this would be, you know, a good content. So that is coming. So that's where, in some cases, some of my material comes from. You know, you guys send in your questions, which is great. And I always appreciate that. You are never, ever, ever, ever bugging me. I always cringe when I see that email. Dear Dave, I hope I'm not bugging you. You are never, ever, ever bugging me. I love to hear from you, right? So there's that. And then there's life experiences. Maybe I'm going to New Media Expo, which I am, by the way. I'm speaking at New Media Expo with Daniel J. Lewis and Ray Ortega. Very excited about that. So if you have thought about going, or if you are going, please let me know so I can shake your hand when we get there. So things like that will be things that I talk about. Then I go through and I take those topics and I think about it and I go, okay, what are the things that I want you to get out of this? So right now here, what I want you to get out of it, of what I'm talking about here, is the fact that even without notes, there is thought that goes into this. It may sound like I'm winging it, but in my head, I actually have a mental picture of where I want to go. And I want to show you that good content doesn't happen by accident. It takes a little thought. It takes a little planning. And I think about it. And is this something that you're going to use? Is this something that when you walk away from this table where you're sitting down across from me right now, you go, man, I'm so glad I came over here to listen to you. I can't wait to go whatever. I can't wait to go listen to the New Media show. I can't wait until I hear about that. I can't wait, right? Or Dave, last week with that whole thing with the Siri thing and the phone, that made me laugh. I'm so glad I listened to your podcast because I always laugh. It's always fun. So what do you want people to do with your information? What do you want people to feel about your information? Maybe you want them to get up, brothers, get up off your butt and do it and get out there and talk to your congressman and your senator and do it. And we can change the world, brothers and sisters, if we only get together and get up. We can't. Yeah. What do you want people to do with your podcast? What do you want them to do with your information? How do you want us to move it? And that's what I look at. I'm like, okay, here's the six topics. Here are the four that still interest me. Of those four, what are the four that I can't wait to tell my friend about? And I'm going to go, check this out. I did this. Behind the scenes, I'm working on an internet radio station with a friend of mine. I can't announce it yet what we're going to do, but that's going to be kind of cool, I think, somewhere down the line, because everybody's experimenting with this live stuff. Right. So somewhere like months from now, I'll probably bring that back out. But it's stuff that I think that you might like. I don't know. I'm sniffing it right now for you. Right. So you plan ahead. You look at stuff. And when the timeline is here, it's like, OK, Dave, it's Sunday. What are you talking about? What can I not wait to tell you about? So in this case, again, I can't wait to tell you about my process, because when I told somebody else, just like you, they said, oh, wow, you should talk about that on your show. Then what do I want people to do with my information? What do I want people to feel? when they're out of my, when you get done listening to it. One of the things I like about John Lee Dumas's show, I was on it, The Entrepreneur on Fire, is I always leave that somewhat inspired because it's somebody who said, yeah, here's where I failed, here's where I succeeded, and here's how I got around it. So it's kind of hard not to get out of that show. Now, I've had a number of people that say, I can't take that guy's show. He puts it out every single day. It's too much content. Okay. How do you want them to feel? So what I do is, even when my computer's not working, I plug the microphone in. I've got a Electrovoice RE320 microphone. If I didn't have this microphone, I would be using, you said, turning it up, the Audio-Technica 2100 microphone, which this one is, again, $35. This one is $300. But they both sound great. That goes into my Yamaha mixer, which then goes into a DBX 286A, which I think now would be a 286S. And it goes into my portable recorder. And what I do is, like, I'll put it in the bloopers. A minute ago, I just went, and then, and it was really nasty sounding, kind of like that one. And I normally don't leave those in. And so when I do stuff like that, I pause for about 5 seconds. And what that does, this is a tip. If you're going to be doing post-production and you make a mistake and you go to, say, Todd Cochran, and instead you say, just pause and then say, Todd Cochran of the New Media Show at newmediashow.com. Because it's super easy to go in and edit later. And I do edit. Now, I don't edit out every single and you know. I do listen. But I'm going to talk the way I talk. And I don't want you to meet me at New Media Expo and go, wow, that guy can't put a sentence together without and you know. It's like, that's just the way I talk. This is me. Take me or leave me, right? So I take the one file where I've said, you know, next up, we're going to blah, blah, blah. And I just pause between each segment. And that's where I put the little music in. And this is where people go, yeah, he did such a good job, but I'm not talking up any music at all. I just talk to you, again, like you're sitting across the table from me. And when I'm done, I do something where I end the sentence and it sounds a little like this. And that way, it's kind of a way to, you know, this is the end of the segment. And I usually try to kind of review what's in the segment, and I'll point out when I do that at the end of this segment, right? So I've done that. I've recorded my music. Now, here's a tip. If you're using Audacity, if you're using Sony Music Acid Studio, if you're using Adobe Audition, you can save your settings. So when I open up, I use Adobe Audition, and I go in and I open up, they call them, I believe, sessions in Adobe Audition. In Audacity, which is free, they're called projects. And I believe they're called projects in Sony Music Studio. And so when I open that up, my intros with the ladies is already there. My exit music is already there. The little school bell is already there. All I do then is I plug in. Now, I record directly to a Roland R-05 portable recorder. And I plug in a little cable into that, which turns it into a hard drive. Now, here's something I want to point out. I tried something new last week. I'm always trying new things. And I thought this was going to be a way to save some time. Because normally what I do is I drag and drop the file. I copy, basically, and paste it onto my computer, where I then import that copy into my software. So I still have the version on the recorder. I still have the version on the desktop. And then when everything is done, I delete all the files. Well, I was doing my weekly web tool show and I said, you know what? I wonder if I can import directly from the recorder because it looks like a hard drive anyway. So I tried it on weekly web tools, imported it, and it seemed to play fine when I was editing it, and I exported it. I listened to it, and it just so happened that the intro where I say weekly web tools, blah, 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 was a file that was on the computer. The rest of it was the file on the recorder. So it saw it again as kind of an external hard drive. So I know we're getting kind of geeky here. But in a nutshell, it didn't work. I sounded like Bugs Bunny on Poison. It was, it didn't work. So yes, it saved me 2 minutes of not watching the progress bar. But I have learned. Now, here are the things. There's a lot of progress bars in podcasting, depending on how you're doing it. So when I am dragging the file onto my desktop, I'll go to my website and start thinking, what am I going to call this thing? Now that I've made the content, what am I going to call this thing? And in reality, I kind of wish I should do that backwards. I should come up with a title because, again, 80% of what people read is based on the title. And I need something to bring people in that when they see that title on iTunes, they go, ooh, I want to listen to that. Right? But I don't. I usually make up the title at the end, which really, between you and me, don't tell anybody, that's really stupid. Because when I'm done and I've already uploaded and I've gone to Libsyn and we'll talk about everything from point A to point B, I'm tired. And my creativity is probably not at its max. So saving making the headline to the very end is something I need to change. So at this point, I've recorded my podcast into my portal studio. I drag and drop the file. I copy and paste the file. And then I open up Audition. Hey, here's the time-saving thing again. Here are all the files that you need already in. I just say open up the session and boom, there they are. Now I just go import audio and bring in the file that I just recorded. And I can see where the blank spaces are. So I'll say something like, today on episode number blah, 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 the one I did today. And Dave blindfolds blah, blah, blah. And then there's a big space. And then you'll hear me go, podcasting since 2005. So I just go into that one file, and in Audition, you can say slice it. In Audacity, I believe it's Control-I, will split the track. And then my one file now is two. So I can keep the beginning of the file where that needs to be and drag the second part over here to where the music stops maybe, right? And then I'm like, great, there's segment one, little transition music. Now, let's take the first file that was one file that's now been split into two and drag it into three. So that's getting very visual, and I'm already losing myself here. But in a nutshell, I just take that one file of the entire podcast with pauses and breaks, and I can add more pausing. I can shorten the pause. I bring in my music. I adjust the volume of everything. I occasionally will cut through. I use Sony SoundForge to listen to that first file first for just obvious flubs if I have time. A lot of times I don't do that, but that's in some cases the flow. A lot of times if I'm squished for time, I just jump into Audacity or to Audition, or if you're trying to podcast for free, Audacity, and I just bring in the transition music and everything else, and I bring in the audio files that I've made, and I bring in the voicemails that have come in from SpeakPipe, and I put those into place and mix it down and adjust the volumes. And when I'm done, in my case, I'm using Audition, I mix that down to an MP3. If you're using Audacity, I would highly recommend you export it to a WAV file and then use iTunes to convert it to an MP3 file. And I've got tutorials on how to do that out at the School of Podcasting. That's one of the things I like about Audition. That's one of the things I like about Sony Music Studio. Those are both on a PC. If I was on a Mac, I'd use GarageBand to do my podcasting. I wouldn't use Audacity. And that's why you're saving yourself a step. So from there, I basically, now while that is doing that, now here's the bad news of doing post-production. If you're doing live podcasting, yes, you have to spend time to set up your audio file so that they're at the proper volume level. But when you're done, in theory, you're done. With post-production, I'm done. Now, when I say take all these files that I've dragged and dropped together and turn them into one MP3 file, that can take anywhere from 7 to 14 minutes, depending on how long the show is. So here again, when there's a progress bar, start working on the show notes. So I start up, I go back to the show notes that I probably started when I was watching the progress bar of the file being dragged to my computer. Now that that file is being turned into the finished product and I kind of know more what's in there, I can start typing general, you know, today show, I talk about the workflow of my podcast. I also review the podcast album art slicer, yada, yada, yada. And then I'll put the headings for each section. And I start to think about the fact that this post is going to be a newsletter. If you sign up for my email list, in addition to occasionally getting just extra content, you get an email of my show notes. So I don't make them super long, but I make them detailed. And as I'm typing those, at this point, my MP3 file should be done. And I start listening to it on 2X. And all I'm listening for here is just wacky, you know, Bugs Bunny on Poison kind of stuff. Now, with my weekly Web Tools podcast, I listened to the intro and went, okay, good, and just uploaded it. And I've said it before, I'll say it again, always listen to your entire podcast. Do as I say, not as I do. And, you know, sometimes you get bit by that and you're like, okay, I'm going to leave that one on the record. Got to listen to the whole thing, or at least pop through the majority of it, right? So while that is, again, playing, if I'm, you know, pretty positive that everything is cool, I'll start uploading it to Libsyn. So it's uploading to Libsyn. It's playing at 2X while I'm typing my show notes. And I just started about a month ago putting timestamps. So at the such and such mark, Dave talked about this, at this and that, assuming that the people on the website want to maybe jump to a different section, things like that. So that's a time saver. So here again, anytime I see a progress bar, jump on the show notes. Why? Because show notes suck. Don't they? Come on. I don't know a single podcaster who goes, you know what I love about podcasting? What? Typing show notes. Because we like to talk, most of us. It's like, I got into podcasting because I hate blogging. Well, guess what? You got to write a blog. So now, how little or as much you type in show notes, completely up to you. I know some people, they'll type literally three sentences. On today's show, I talk about so-and-so, I interview such-and-such, and the blah, 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 and da-da-da-da-da-da, and done. Okay. So, Dave, why do you type such extensive show notes? Because the more I put out there, the more Google can find. And there's a reason if you type in podcast coach, you see me near the top all the time at on Google. And that's one of the reasons I would think I have extensive show notes. Do I like those? No. Am I bad at them? Yes. Do you have typos? Yes. And I try to work on that. That's it in theory. Maybe we'll get done with this. I'll tell you what I do and I'll tell you what I should do. Because that's the teacher in me. I'm always looking to improve. Constant improvement is one of my mantras. So the show notes are there. I have to find it. I highly recommend that you find an image to include with your show notes. It just makes your website pretty. In my case, I use a theme called, without your computer, Dave. It's, I want to say Optimizely. No, that's sad. I don't know the name of my theme. Anyway, I use a theme that needs an image for every show, every episode, every post. So I do that. I then go into my Pretty Link, and this is the one I often forget. I go into my Pretty Link. Pretty Link is a plugin. Now, if you like plugin themes are like clothes for your website, and plugins are like adding air conditioning to a car. So I have a plugin that makes pretty links. So when I say go to schoolofpodcasting.com/iTunes, that'll take you right over there to iTunes. And while you're there, if you could do me a favor and write a review, that would be awesome. So I make a pretty link that points to the show number. So I'm guessing this is 367. I'm not positive. It might be 369. It's 360 something. And I'll make that. And this is after I've posted the show, so I get the full URL. There's also a button in there, I think, that gives me a short link if I want to do that. And I set that up so that in the future, when I say things like, hey, to see the information on the show, just go to schoolpodcasting.com/whatever. So like today, we're going to talk about the podcast album art slicer. If you go to schoolpodcasting.com/slicer, you can see it. So, and at that point, once I've posted the episode, and I usually set it to go out on Mondays, which usually, like I said, normally I have this done on Saturday. And then what I do is Sunday, if I can remember, I will go back, even though it's not public yet, and reread the show notes. That's a big one. Because the stuff you didn't catch on Saturday because you were tired, you were in a hurry, et cetera, you will now catch on Sunday. Hopefully. Not always. That's another one that I want to do, don't always do. So that's my flow. I start off getting content. I look at the content and I say, you know, what still excites me? Because if it doesn't excite me, who wants to hear me talk about, well, here's something that was really boring. I hated it. I went to Radio Shack and yeah, all right. So And then what do I want you to do with this information? And what do I want you to take out of it? So I want you to take out two things out of this. Number one, there are things you can do like saving your Audacity project. So all the files like your intro, outro, any sound effects that you use on a regular basis, put them in your project and just click save. And then all you have to do is open that up, put in the file that you talked, or just click in it if you're recording directly to your hard drive. Just click on the button and talk and then drag everything into place. It saves you from, it sounds stupid, it saves you from having to go, okay, file import intro music, file import extra music, file import blah, blah, blah. It's already there, right? So I'm hoping you're picking up some ticks and tips and tricks here. I'm hoping you understand that good content isn't an accident. And I hope you see here that I'm always looking for a way to do things better. I don't know that I will probably die thinking, I could have done that one better, which is kind of a curse at times, but it's the teacher in me, constant improvement. So I make my content. I personally record to a portable recorder. There's no computer fan noise here because there's no computer on. And I then import that into my computer, drag in the sound effects, export it. I add my ID3 tags. I use Libsyn for this particular podcast. By the way, that is Libsyn. That is fun. I got to tell you that. Watching people spell Libsyn in email, it's like Lebsem. I'm like, no, I think that's my Amish cousin. Libsyn. I don't know. And Libsyn.com. And if you want to get a free month, use the coupon code SOPFREE. The other hosting account I recommend is Blueberry, which is Blubrry.com, since we're talking about fun spellings. And upload that, type in my show notes. And then with Libsyn, while that's uploading and I'm typing my show notes, I'll look over. There's the link I need. I just copy the link to my MP3 file and paste it into the Blueberry PowerPress plugin. So yes, you don't have to use Blueberry hosting. You can just use their plugin and paste that into the PowerPress plugin. I realize that's kind of geeky as well, but paste the MP3 file. And because really all a podcast is, it's a blog post with some sort of media attached to it, audio or video. And that's my workflow. And then come Monday, I'm checking email, I'm reading blogs, and we're on to finding the content for the next one. Now, the other thing I do on Monday morning as I'm driving to work, I listen to my own podcast. Not because I love the sound of my own voice. Okay, yes, I do. No, I'm kidding. But just because you never know. You know, you want to make sure it worked. You want to make sure it came down. You want to make sure there's nothing funky going on. And that's how I found out the Weekly Web Tools was horked. Is I'm listening to it going, why do I sound like Bugs Bunny on Poison? And I was like, ah. You know, so I immediately, in that case, what do you do? So I went into, as soon as I got to my day job, I went into Weekly Web Tools and I made that post a draft so it was no longer public. I went back home. Luckily, the file, again, was still on the recorder. I hadn't deleted it in that case. Reassembled that file, uploaded it to Libsyn, replaced the file that was there, and then republished that post, and everything was fine, but was kind of goofy that way. So that is my workflow. That's what I do every week for every single podcast that I do. And that's why some podcasts, I'll give you an example, Feeding My Faith, Grow Your Church Show, Healing Our Marriage. For those of you that listen to that podcast, my wife's health is still not where it needs to be. She's fine. She's back at work, but she's exhausted. And so I've had a lot of people say, hey, did you get divorced? Because we'd started a podcast about marriage. And yeah, so that podcast, I need to put out a thing that says, hey, we're on hiatus. Because I said, hey, we're almost back, and then we're not. So that one is kind of, I do it whenever I can. But most of mine I try to do once a week. And so I'm looking for weight loss stuff. I'm looking for stuff for musicians. I'm looking for things for, you know, webmasters and guys that use WordPress for weekly web tools. And Saturday I wake up, I get to my office about 8, and by 3, I'm usually done. Now that I'm doing the 2-hour podcast class, that's why I'm doing some of these on Sunday afternoon. So there you go. A little behind the scenes of Dave's workflow.
thicken up your skin, and get ready for a supersized serving of opinion. Delivering constructive criticism and powerful praise, it's the Podcast Review Show.
Bring the funny or something or entertaining.
Holy
jump in, I guess. Like, ooh, that's the one I want to hear kind of thing.
Oh, I like that.
Yeah.
Hireable.
But the fact that you made me wait 3.5 minutes to know what's going on.
Hireable.
And so we don't know these people. This is our first impression. I'm sucked in by the creativity.
This is the podcast that takes the guesswork out of first-time impressions.
Okay, great.
But it's going to sound like caca poo-poo. This is part of the problem. This is listed as a comedy where we're almost 50% done with this show.
You'll discover new podcasts while learning podcasting tips.
Oh, good God, ooh, make it stop.
Ah! No, it should be under stupid.
Well, but it's like...
Do they have that category?
Stupid, yeah. I would tuned out at this point because I love the effort, I love the production, and the fact that they've got a writing staff is impressive. I don't know what you do with that.
That is 45 minutes of my life I cannot get back. And I can't believe there are people out there this weird.
Well, that's the one thing I said. It's not like anything I've ever heard before.
I'm serious.
Total wow. Commitment to the voice. They don't drop out a character, give them credit to that. Just can't take the character at this point.
Join in on the conversation via voicemail, email, comments, and polls. It's all at our website, podcastreviewshow.com.
All right, I am glad to report that I couldn't wait till the end of the podcast to turn on my monitor. And when I did, there was my login screen. So I'm back up and running. Now the question is, Dave, do you go back and redo the last 38 minutes? And you know what? I'm not. Because it was a story of my computer, and was it dead? And maybe you were sitting there thinking, you know, on the edge of your seat, will his computer come back? And so there you go. But I do want to, so what I'm going to talk about now, I was going to say, let the pigeons loose. You know, let's do that. I'm in a very spontaneous mood today because I have no notes. And, if you can tell me what TV show, this is late 70s, early 80s, there was an episode, and you've probably seen it in reruns, where one character kept saying, let the pigeons loose. And this has nothing to do with Mike Tyson. Let the pigeons loose. First person to email me what television show in the U.S., I'm sorry for my global friends here, where the person kept saying over and over, let the pigeons loose. I will give you a free month through the school of podcasting. There you go. Little contest here. What I want to talk about now is podcast album art. Want to tell you about my review. I spent a big chunk of the morning playing with this, and it was kind of cool. I was doing album art while I was listening to my pastor, because I can go to church online with my church, which was kind of fun. And there's this new thing, you can find it at schoolofpodcasting.com/slicer, and the reason I'm giving you that link is they do have an affiliate program, so if you're thinking of using that, please use that. It's called Podcast Album Art Slicer. I talked about this last week, and I actually got my hands on it. So let's talk about album art first things first. There are two places there are album art. First thing is, what is album art? Album art is kind of your logo. It's the first thing people see when they are contemplating listening to your podcast in iTunes. And I always tell people, they see you before they hear you. Keep that in mind. They see you before they hear you. And if you look like, ugh, yeah, it's not a good thing. So you have iTunes album art, which that particular file is 1400 by 1400 pixels. And that resides somewhere on your website. And then you tell iTunes, hey, when you want to show people my logo, show them this. And that ends up in the actual iTunes store. The other place you have album art is inside your media, whether it be audio or video. And for this, I used to use 300 by 300 pixels. Now I think I use 600 by 600. I don't think anything above 600 by 600 might get a little, and this is the technical term, squirrely. May not show the whole thing. So I went out to play with Podcast Album Art Slicer. And what I did And I have a video for this, which you can see out at our website, schoolofpodcasting.com/369. I knew it was close. 369. And I'll have a video. I did a shootout because there's a free website, kind of a little Photoshop program, image editing thing. It's a technical term again. It's Pixlr, PIXLR.com. And the cool thing about Pixlr, I use Pixlr a lot if I want to resize an image and I'm nowhere near home. I have the image. I go to Pixlr. I go open up image, boom, resize, save back to my computer, and I've got it. And Pixlr lets you make any size image. You can do a lot more things with graphics. And you can, there are a lot more built-in fonts in Pixlr if you wanted to use it to make album artwork. Then I compare it to the new podcast album art slicer. Podcast, I need to get this thing right. Yes, it's called Podcast Artwork Slicer. And what this does is it makes one thing, and that's album art that's 1400 by 1400 images. And where Pixlr lets you do more. Now, here's my, Pixlr, free, podcast artwork slicer, $10 a month. So in theory, you could sign up, get your album, make your own album art, and then cancel. And you could have album art for $10. You could then go over to Pixlr and resize your album art to 600 and 300 and whatever other sizes you need. $10 for your album art. The thing that was cool about the podcast artwork slicer is it's fairly intuitive. You basically click on it. The only thing that's kind of sticky about it is when you're designing artwork, you kind of have layers. And so you kind of, almost like a cake, right? You have your cake and then you put your icing on it and things like that. Well, you could have an image in your background and then, like icing, put text on top of the graphic. And then you could have other texts and things like that. So there are layers. But there's a great video when you get in there that kind of shows you how to do it. And the thing I liked about it is you can rotate everything. You can spin it. You can move it. You can resize your text. You can resize your graphics. Everything's super duper easy. There was a somewhat limited amount of fonts. But on the other hand, do I really need to want to, do I want to go through 400 fonts to find the one I really, 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 really want? Maybe not. And it's somewhat, they've got some good tech support. Like when you go to download your file, the download button pops up and says, please click reset. Forget what it is, but you have to click a backdrop or background or something like that. You have to click a button before you click download. So it does work. It's somewhat easy to do. Here's the things that I was like, really? Number one, there's no place in there to change your password. When you sign up, you get a login name and a password, and there's no like my account kind of thing. So I can say, I don't want to have to remember that my password is X, right? I'd like to use the same old password that I use on most of my sites so that if you ever crack my password, you can basically own me, right? That's what most of us probably do. So I couldn't do that. There's a weird thing where I can download the settings of my file. And I'm like, okay, that's kind of cool. So that I'm assuming I could log back in, upload that file, and boom, pick up right where I left off. I don't know what is the point of saving my settings if I can't use them later. So I get the feeling maybe that's an idea that's half baked, that maybe you could do that later. Cause that would be cool. The other thing that I was like that's kind of lacking but kind of not is the fact that it does give you the ability to make 1400 by 1400 images, JPEG, which is what you need for iTunes. That's it. One size fits all. If you want a 600 by 600, a 300 by 300 or whatever, you're not getting it here. You've got to take it into something like a Pixlr or a Photoshop or the actual program that I use most of the time to do my graphics is called PaintShop Pro. It's kind of the poor man's Photoshop, and it's from Corel, and I like it. I've been using it for years, and that's what I use. So it's not a bad program, but I said this last week, and I'm going to repeat myself. It's not the tool. It's the person behind the tool. If you go over to oncepodcast.com, this is my friend Daniel J. Lewis. He also does the Audacity to Podcast. Every time I see that website, I'm like, man, that's cool. That's just cool. And he does web design. He does graphics. And if you want him to do your artwork over at, I'm going to do this live, podcastalbumart.com, he's going to charge you, you know, three figures to do that. It's not something that's super cheap, depending, I guess, on your budget. But on the other hand, this is a guy that knows how to work the tool. Yeah, he's charging $300 for album art. And there are other people, Nick Suberling's wife over at SPN.TV, if you go to a podcast cover art, will charge you $125. If you go out to schoolofpodcasting.com/links, I've got links. I use a person at Podcast Designs. If you go there, tell Becky that Dave Jackson from the School of Podcasting sent you. And she will do album art for about $40. And she's designed a lot of my stuff, and she's pretty quick. And she's a stay-at-home mom and bangs out this awesome album art. So remember, they are going to see you before they hear you. And a lot of times when you're in iTunes, when you're doing a search, and you're up against other podcasters in your kind of genre, it's that album art that's going to put you over the edge. And in the same way that I don't take my car to my dentist to get fixed because he's great for, you know, cleaning my teeth and filling moles or what, molars or, you know, what, he's not going to be really good for putting in a new water pump and a whatever, right? You got to take it to the right people with the right experience, the right tools. So I say that, and I realize that you're like, look, I don't have $40. I don't have $125. I don't have $300 for album art. Just keep in mind that your album art is going to start at 1,400 pixels. It will get shrunk down to, I want to say, 75. It's something really tiny in iTunes. I know different programs want 144 pixels, 300 pixels, like I said, 600 pixels. Things like that. So don't get crazy with what you put on there. Keep it simple because it's going to have to be able to be understood to be consumed at a much smaller size. So keep that in mind. If you want to check it out, again, go over to schoolpodcasting.com/slicer. I like it better than Pixlr in terms of a free, quick, easy solution for podcast album art. I'm just not sure as I did it and I rotated my text. There's nothing here. That's what I wish they would change. Number one, I wish there was a center button, and I wish there was a way, because they really love to let you rotate stuff, but there's no way to say rotate this 38 degrees, because then when you add more text, you have to eyeball that the first thing you rotated and the second line of text is all rotated the same angle, and that's hard to do. And I know when I was playing with it, I ended up looking at it later. I'm like, that second line isn't matching the first line. So the pros, it's easy to understand, small learning curve, tutorial to show you how to do it. Bad news, no center, no way to change your password, no way to save your work and come back and get it later, and no way to resize, but it does what it's supposed to do, make album art easy and inexpensively. It does that well. So just keep in mind, sometimes you get what you pay for. Going to do it for this somewhat sloppy version of the School of Podcasting's morning announcements. Like I said at the beginning of the show, if you're new to the show, we do talk about all things podcasting, and I'm always a little wacky, for lack of a better phrase, usually not quite this disorganized, but I'm glad to say that my computer appears to be back up and running, and next week when you come back, I'll be even more organized. So thank you very much for tuning in. Do want to, as we get out the door here, I've got seats left in the, 6 weeks to a podcast class. You can find that over at howtopodcast.com, where every Saturday we will meet for 2 hours live. You can ask questions. I will show you exactly what to do. And next week's going to be interesting. My class is going to be starting to build their website. In theory, this week they should be recording their podcast, making their couple test recordings and things like that as their equipment starts to show up. And I'll be spotlighting them as they get ready to do their thing and you'll get to hear what it's like. And my goal, again, is at the end of this class, if they've been following along and working hard, they'll have a podcast in iTunes. And if you would like to sign up for that, you can go over to howtopodcast.com. If you'd like to do it on your own, self-paced, at your own leisurely time, by all means, come over and join me at the School of Podcasting. Just go over to schoolofpodcasting.com and click on join now. If you would like to do it the fastest way, Dave, I want you to do it. Hold my hand and just let's run through it together. By all means, I do one-on-one consulting as well. That's all available out there at schoolofpodcasting.com. My email is dave@schoolofpodcasting.com. My phone number is 888-563-3228. And my Twitter is Learn to Podcast. I don't mention that enough on this show. If you are looking for kind of newbie questions, go over and check out schoolofpodcasting.fm. That's my live streaming channel. And I thank you so much for tuning in. And since you are here, I forgot to mention this earlier. If you're going to sign up at the School of Podcasting, this isn't for Lipson and this isn't for the coaching the 6 weeks class. This is just the School of Podcasting. Use the coupon code LISTENER, LASTENER, and that'll save you 30% off your membership out at the School of Podcasting.com. Speaking of memberships, so thank you so much for tuning in. If you don't have a website yet, I won't go through the pitch here. Just contact me, put the sentence quick start in the subject line, and you and I need to chat because I can save you a lot of money on starting a podcast. So thank you so much for tuning in. Let me remind you that it is time to start living a life that you want a podcast about. If you're looking for more friends, if you're looking for more respect, check out podcasting. It's a phenomenal way to enhance your life. It's a great hobby that can turn around and pay for itself. And I would love to help you. And until next week, class is dismissed. God bless, and I will see you on the inside.